Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 10, entitled Dhruva Maharaja's Fight with the Yakshas, is text 14 for today. Aha, karas, tadaiva set, siddhana, divi, Pasyatam Hato Ayam Manava Surya Magna Punya Janarnave Ahakaras Tadaivasit Siddhanam Devi Pasyatam Atoyam Manava Suryo Magna Punya Janarnave Ahakaras Tadaiva Sit Siddhanam Devi Pasyatam Atoyam Manava Suryo Magna Punya Janarnave Ahakaras Tadaiva Sit Siddhanam Devi Pasyatam Atoyam Manava Suryo Magna Punya Janarnave
Yeah.
Agraha. Tumult of disappointment. Tadaha. At that time. Eva. Certainly. Asit. Became manifest. Siddhanam. Of all the residents of Siddhaloka. Divi. In the sky. Pasyatam. Who were observing the fight. Ataha. Killed. Ayam. This. Manava. Grandson of Manu. Surya. Sun. Magnaha. Set. Punyajana. Of the Yakshas. Arnave. In the ocean. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Translation. All the siddhas from the higher planetary systems were observing the fight from the sky. And when they saw that Dhruva Maharaj had been covered by the incessant arrows of the enemy, they roared tumultuously. The grandson of Manu, Dhruva, is now lost. They cried that Dhruva Maharaj was just like the sun and that now he is set within the ocean of the Yakshas. Purport. In this verse, the word Manava is very significant. Generally, this word is used to mean human being. Dhruva Maharaj is also described here as Manava. Not only is Dhruva Maharaj a descendant of Manu, but all human society descends from Manu. According to Vedic civilization, Manu is the lawgiver. Even today, Hindus in India follow the laws given by Manu. Everyone, therefore, in human society is a Manava or descendant from Manu. But Dhruva Maharaj is a distinguished Manava because he is a great devotee. The denizens of the planet Siddhaloka, where the residents can fly in the sky without airplanes, were anxious over Dhruva Maharaja's welfare in the battlefield. Srila Rupa Goswami says, therefore, that not only is the devotee well protected by the Supreme Lord, but all the demigods and even ordinary men are anxious for his security and safety. The comparison given here, that Dhruva Maharaj appeared to merge in the ocean of the Yakshas, is also significant. When the sun sets on the horizon, it appears that the sun drowns in the ocean. But factually, the sun has no difficulty. Similarly, although Dhruva appeared to drown in the ocean of the Yakshas, he had no difficulty. As the sun rises again in due course at the end of night, so Dhruva Maharaj, although he might have been in difficulty, because after all it was a fight, and in any fighting activities there are reverses, that did not mean that he was defeated. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manohavistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Kripasindubhya evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada mentions that the word Manava is most significant in this particular verse. Once a disciple was being given his beads, take your beads, like that. And Srila Prabhupada sort of forgot, not forgot, but in a transcendental way, to ask him what are the four regulative principles. Right. So one of his secretaries came to him and said, Srila Prabhupada, four regulative principles. Right. So Srila Prabhupada said, not to worry, he's already a human being. In other words, we follow the four regulative principles to become a human being. And we chant minimum 16 rounds daily, which is 17. It's not at least 16 rounds, it is minimum 16 rounds. At least means you want to just push it through and finish. Like that. So we chant minimum 16 rounds to be Krishna conscious. So Srila Prabhupada says that Dhruva Maharaj is not just a regular Manava, a descendant of Manu, from which mankind comes. He's actually a distinguished Manava. And a distinguished Manava is because he is a great devotee of the Lord. Dhruva Maharaj is similarly to Arjuna. They did not need to be told what are the moral, social and ethical values of life to make one a human being. That makes them great devotees. So therefore it is extremely important that we should transcend the human form of life and enter into Krishna consciousness. Another time, one disciple asked Srila Prabhupada that it is very difficult for me to follow the four regulative principles. Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada said, it is very difficult to be Krishna conscious. So the disciple got bewildered by the answer, because he is telling Srila Prabhupada it is very difficult to follow the four regulative principles. And Srila Prabhupada said, it's very difficult to be Krishna conscious. So then the disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, could you please clarify? Right. And Srila Prabhupada clarified, he said, first be conscious, then you can be Krishna conscious. So we have to be conscious in being conscientious in following the four regulative principles. And then the chanting of Hare Krishna is not a challenge. So we should be conscious that we have to be human beings in that sense. In 1969 May, Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture, and he concluded the lecture with Sabai Popsam Aparo Dhamo Yato Bhakti Radakshaya Ayutakiha Pratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. And there he mentions that without a spiritual realization, one cannot be peaceful. And if you want peace of mind, peace in the world, peace in your society, and peace in your family, this cannot be gotten simply by amassing wealth and by material advancement. It is never possible. But Srila Prabhupada said that if one improves a little in spiritual life, then one immediately becomes happy. And then he asked the audience any questions. So one devotee put his hand up. And he mentioned that you spoke about the service to Lord Krishna. But how does service to the human being fit in relationship to service to Lord Krishna? Then Srila Prabhupada retorted by asking, why are you and others are coming to me? You're coming to me because I am rendering service to you. Very simple. Because he answered the question. So part of rendering service is that people come to us and we have to preach to them. He did not see himself as a guru. He saw himself as Jivara Swarupai Krishna Ramitidas. And then he said, the reason you are coming to me is because in the process of me delivering you from the illusory material existence and bringing you to Krishna consciousness, which is the best service, I am delivering myself. And then Srila Prabhupada said, what is the meaning of service? The meaning of service is to relieve oneself and to relieve others from the suffering condition of material existence. And he said, Krishna consciousness gives the best relief in that sense. Now, the best service, the best religion, the best philosophy is that which teaches how to serve God. And that serving God, it means that is loving God. It's not that you serve God to experience love. You serve God, which is love. So as soon as one comes to serve God, in terms of yatma suprasidati, one feels fully satisfied with no motive. Ayutaki, apratihata. And then Srila Prabhupada gave the example. He said, just as a 5-year-old boy, this Dhruva Maharaj, he was insulted by his stepmother. Still he wanted his father's kingdom. So his mother advised him, only God can help you. So he took his mother's advice seriously and immediately went to the forest to find God. And when he actually saw God, Prabhupada says that, my Lord, I do not want anything. And we know famously that I now was only looking for broken pieces of glass, but now I have found the most valuable jewel. So when one discovers one's relationship with the Supreme Lord, one feels, I have nothing more to ask. And to bring a man to feel, or to bring manava, mankind, to feel that I have no more demand, I am fully satisfied, is the best service that one can render to oneself and to others. Then Srila Prabhupada says, no more hunger and no more demand. One is fully satisfied. Swamin kritavosmi. In other words, no more demand. Varamya future. So to think that one can satisfy one's spiritual and material hunger materially is simply illusion. It is deep maya. One will never be satisfied by any amount of material adjustment, because actual happiness comes when one loves Krishna, which is called a devotional service. And that cannot be achieved by any amount of even a material advancement. Cannot be achieved by any adjustment, you know, of one's material situation. Then Srila Prabhupada gave a story. And he said, a saintly person, he was sitting in a solitary place, and he was almost naked. So Alexander the Great was conquering everywhere. He asked this saintly person, "You know me?" The saintly person said, "I do not know you." So Alexander the Great said, "Everyone knows me. I am Alexander the Great. And I am asking you, what can I, Alexander the Great, do for you?" So the saintly person replied, "Could you please stand aside?" Like that. So Alexander the Great said, "What do you mean? I am asking you that I can do something for you, and you are just telling me, please stand aside? Do you know who you're speaking to?" So the saintly person said, "Now I know. I'm speaking to an arrogant person." Like that. But Alexander the Great was attracted by what he said. Because nobody speaks to Alexander the Great like that. Like that. He was attracted. He said, "This person, I have conquered, you know, lands, people, wealth. But this person is not even clothed properly. He's telling me, stand aside." So he asked him, "Why are you telling me to stand aside?" He said, "Because you are casting your shadow on me and I don't like it." And he said, "The sun is more brilliant than you. Stand aside." Alexander the Great said, "Anything else?" He said, "That's all. Stand aside." So Alexander the Great could understand that this person was fully satisfied. Fully satisfied. Like that. Fully satisfied. Yam labda chaparyam labha manyate nadikam tataha. In other words, when one is situated in a transcendental position, one has no more demands and is not disturbed even in the greatest calamities or the greatest challenges or the greatest difficulties. So this is life. One is satisfied in any condition. And this peace can only be achieved by Krishna consciousness. In the purport here, Srila Prabhupada says that Dhruva Maharaj, he appeared to drown in the ocean of the Yakshas, and he had no difficulty. Just as the sun rises again in due course at the end of night, so Dhruva Maharaj, although he might have been in difficulty, that did not mean that he was disturbed. So here, even if a devotee appears to be defeated, is not defeated. Because those who appear to defeat him brings out the glory of the devotee that he cannot be defeated. So the Kshatriya spirit indicates that the enemy brings out the glory of someone who he sees as enemy. And that we can learn. If somebody sees the devotee as enemy, that is the devotee's greatest friend. Because the glory of the devotee comes out when the enemy tries to defeat the devotee. So very beautiful analogy, that the sun appears to be drowned in the ocean of the Yakshas, Dhruva Maharaj. But it appears because the sun definitely will rise again by its own nature. Like that. So therefore enemies towards the devotee brings out the devotee's infallible nature of externally supposedly being defeated but coming up again despite all circumstances of difficulties and challenges. So this is the Kshatriya spirit. It brings out the glory of the enemy on the devotee. Like that. Now it says here in the beginning of the purport that Dhruva Maharaj is a distinguished Manava. He's not an ordinary personality of the humankind. Like that. And he's a descendant of Manu. Great devotee. Dhruva Maharaj acted according to the Kshatriya codes of the law book called Manu Samhita. In many places in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna refers to the Varna Ashram system or Varna Ashram Dharma. The Chatur Varna Maya Srisnam Guna Karma Vibhagasa. And Prabhupada says that if human society can live peacefully by observing the principles of Varna Ashram Dharma. Now, we find that Ivam Vishvatra Yogam Proktavam Aham Av Yayam Vishvasan Manava Praha. So again, Manava is given. So therefore, Manu Samhita is an instruction to the sun god Vivas, one who in turn instructed it to Manu. Our case here also, in this Swayambhuva Manu to his son Uttanam Ishvaku, and so forth, and is coming there to Dhruva Maharaj, like that. So Dhruva Maharaj was fully aware of the codes and ethics for mankind, and he was acting accordingly, like that. But he overstepped his mark. It is like we have to follow rules and regulations to an extent of not being attached to the rules and regulations. He was indiscriminately killing the yakshas, but one yaksha only killed his brother. Only one, but indiscriminately. But he was following the rule to act as a Kshatriya. But when you follow the rule too much, then it's no more the rule. Like that. So therefore you will find in the subsequent chapter that Swayambhuva Manu personally came and said, look, hey, you're over following the rule. Like that. So therefore, stop this. Like this. Now here we could see that Dhruva Maharaj, he was fortunate enough to get the association of the Lord when he was 5 years of age. So that impression that he got saved him by following the instruction of Swayambhuva Manu, stop this. Like this. So listen to me, Lord. When we give a proper impressions, samskaras, to our children, and even if they go wayward, they will come back when they are reminded in their formative years of childhood when they got Krishna consciousness. Like that. In that sense. So it's extremely important that Dhruva Maharaj by his own example is teaching us so much about how to follow rules and regulations and how not to follow them when it's not necessary in terms of actually entering into Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada mentions the next feature in the purport that the demigods were anxious over Dhruva Maharaj's welfare in the battlefield. And Prabhupada quotes Srila Rupa Goswami and says, not only is a devotee well protected by the Supreme Lord, but all the demigods and even ordinary men are anxious for his security and safety. Yes. Devotees, ordinary people, the common mass of people who do not know the process of Krishna consciousness are all well-wishers, including Krishna, are all well-wishers of the devotee for protection. Now, we do have, to a greater or lesser extent, in terms of realization, relationship with Krishna. But that relationship with Krishna that we do have in greater or lesser extent according to one's realization is not with Krishna. It's with consciousness of Krishna. So therefore International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So that relationship, when we say with Krishna, is indicated by three features. That's our protection. Like that. So we love Krishna through devotional service of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's our protection from Krishna by chanting his holy names. And we are protected in another way by Vaishnava Seva. When we serve devotees, then we are protected. And we are protected in a further way by Jivadoya, which nicely is Grace Radhika Nagar Prabhu spoke about yesterday. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's principled principles. Is the principle of all principles. Nama Sada Ruchi, Vaishnav Seva and Jivadoya. Taste for the holy name, service to Vaishnavas, and service to those who are not devotees, Jivadoya, compassion, to bring them to Krishna consciousness. If one emphasizes one at the expense of the other, it won't be correct. So devotional service has these three principles in its practicality. It is interdependent in the consciousness of the devotee for protection. So we may have a relationship with Krishna through a relationship with devotees and through a relationship with the holy name and through a relationship with non-devotees in bringing them to devotional service. But presently, that relationship may be covered. So therefore, we have to revive it So Srila Prabhupada said that simple appreciation of devotees, simple appreciation of the Supreme Lord, and simple appreciation through compassion for those who are not devotees is called Shantaras. When one appreciates fully, then one wishes to render some service, Dasyaras. When one becomes more intimate, it becomes a friend of Krishna, Sakyaras. When one is a little bit more intimate, advanced, then one wants to render service to Krishna as a parent, Vatsalyaras. And being a mother and father means serving the son. So Srila Prabhupada gives the example of Mother Yasoda, that she was always anxious that Krishna should not be in danger. See? So it changes. In other words, we are serving the Lord through chanting the holy name to feel protected. We are serving the devotees to feel protected in the association of devotees. And we are serving by preaching through compassion so that we can remain Krishna conscious. Not that the persons we are preaching to should become devotees. That is result oriented. But all those things are for our protection. But when one increases in the intimacy of relationship with the Lord, the protection reverses. The protection reverses in one's consciousness. And the protection is that Mother Yasoda feels that if I do not feed this boy, he will die. He will die. So that is another type of protection. Where we have to protect the Lord by our intimacy of devotional service. First we feel protected, but now we have to protect the Lord. Like that. So similarly here, Dhruva Maharaj, you know, he's being going to be protected by Swayambhuva Manu of not exceed the rules and regulations of the Kshatriya courts. Like that. So he's being protected by Swayambhuva Manu. But we know that Dhruva Maharaj is a devotee that's far excelling Swayambhuva Manu himself. Like that. So therefore, Dhruva Maharaj himself, as a great devotee, is protecting the process of devotional service to bring others to devotional service, and in that way protecting Krishna to be loved. Like that. We know for a fact in Madhurya Ras that Krishna cannot do without Radha, but Radha can do without him. Like that. It is like that. And we gave the example in the previous talk that the sunshine and the sun rays can come from the sun, but the sun cannot experience sunshine and sun rays. But the sun's rays and the sunshine can experience sun. See? So Krishna can experience Radha, but Krishna is dependent on experiencing Radha. Because Krishna cannot experience the sun rays and the sunlight, although it comes from the sun. It's bewildering again. Like that. So actually, although Krishna protects the entire universe, when Krishna was being carried away by Trinivarta demon, Prabhupada says, Mother Yasoda became mad that this boy is about to be killed. So how can the Supreme Lord, who is sustaining everything and maintaining and destroying everything in various ways through his energies, be killed? But that is the nature of, Prabhupada says, the extreme ecstasy of love of God. In that sense. So therefore, when we, you could say in one sense, when we fail, in one sense, when we fail to protect ourselves by following the process of sadhana bhakti and devotional service, we fall. But our failing to not follow the rules and regulations of sadhana bhakti is not our fault, and it is not a fault of the Lord. So when we see like that, it is not our fault and not a fault of the Lord, then we can have compassion. Like that. Now, Srila Prabhupada at one time, in the early days in Bombay, he was in the house of a person called Kartikeya Mahadev, like that. And Srila Prabhupada, he received a phone call from the temple president here in Calcutta, like that, who informed Srila Prabhupada that one of his oldest disciples had fallen into difficulty. In other words, he left the protection of the process of devotional service, like that. And Srila Prabhupada said, what difficulty did he fall into? Then the temple president said, your oldest disciple, one of your oldest disciples, fell into the difficulty of smoking ganja. Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada told the authority to tell him that if he did not stop smoking ganja, I will reject him. Like that. Then Srila Prabhupada got off the phone, and His Holiness Tamalkrishna Goswami approached Srila Prabhupada. He said, Srila Prabhupada, is it true that you will reject him if he doesn't stop smoking ganja? Srila Prabhupada said, no, I cannot reject anyone. Then Tamalkrishna Goswami questioned Srila Prabhupada. He had this relationship. He could question. He said, but Srila Prabhupada, you have to draw the line somewhere. There must be some limit. He's smoking ganja. You know, externally you rejected him, but internally you feel, I cannot reject anyone. But you have to make a decision on this. And then Srila Prabhupada replied, no. The mercy of Lord Nityananda is unlimited. I cannot reject anyone. Like that. So therefore, maybe in little or greater ways, we also may cross the line in the sense that we're doing something we're not supposed to do, and we're not doing something that we're supposed to do. We may also cross the line like that. Still, Srila Prabhupada and his sincere followers, they extend their mercy. And somehow or the other, at least if we can remember the devotees who were kind to us, and remember Srila Prabhupada who were kind to us, we, even if we feel incapable, we may feel helpless, whatever circumstances, still that will be there. So therefore, it is important that even if we want to leave Srila Prabhupada, and even if we want to leave the sincere followers of Srila Prabhupada, that means not follow the process of sadhana bhakti anymore. Even if we want to do these things like that, you still cannot leave. Simply because Srila Prabhupada and his followers will never leave us, even if we want to leave them. This is a fact. There are so many testimonies of devotees who wanted to leave. But as soon as they stopped following the process of sadhana bhakti, as soon as they stopped taking the protection of the association of devotees, they have been haunted. They have been haunted by the process itself. So therefore the process of devotional service personified haunts them. Why have you left me? Because once you become contaminated by Krishna consciousness, that contamination can never leave. It replaces all contamination of the material nature. Like that. See? So therefore, if somebody falls, it is not really that they have fallen. They are not fallen. It's because, similarly to Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj was falling. He overstepped his mark by indiscriminately killing the yakshas. Like that. But he was saved simply because he had his impressions in his childhood of meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And simply because he was protected by the laws of Manu, especially Swayambhuva Manu, who will come to rescue him in the next chapter and instruct him. So once one is in Krishna consciousness, there's no question of leaving. Even if you leave, you have not left. You have not left. This is the beauty of the eternal life of Krishna consciousness. So why make it difficult and leave? Why make it difficult for yourself and not follow the process? So better to follow by voluntary force, which is the definition of sadhana bhakti. Extremely important. So therefore Srila Prabhupada's instructions are simple to follow. And Srila Prabhupada said even a child can chant Hare Krishna. So chanting is simple. And following the regulative principles is also simple. But to have the determination to follow and to actually chant is not so easy. So therefore we require primarily the association of devotees. Even if it's difficult to be in the association of devotees, somehow or the other just hang around them. Just be around. Some Bhakti Abbas will come from them. Somehow they be around. So therefore it is extremely important, and Srila Prabhupada often quoted Narottam Das Thakur, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sane Vas Janame Janame Hai Hai Abhilas. Repeatedly, the supreme protection is the association of devotees. You have any questions or comments? What's your name?
Yeah, my name's Ishan Gauradas.
Okay, Ishan Gaurabhu, go ahead.
I have a small doubt. You mentioned about Radha, how she can give up Krishna. The doubt is that I understand the name Radha to mean devotion to Krishna. And when Krishna left Vrindavan, then Radha was dying without Krishna. So I have some confusion about what you've said. How can Radha live without Krishna if she's dying without Krishna?
What's that verse we discussed in the Chatusloki yesterday? No. What's text number 9? Shaktitya. Tesam satata yuktanam bhajati priti purvakam dadame buddhi yogamtam yenamabhumayante. And the next one? No, one before that? Machita madgata prana bodhayantas parasparam. Then? Tushyanticha ramanticha. Getting old. Memory. Yes. So Tushyanticha ramanticha indicates that when the devotees are conversing amongst themselves about Krishna, they find great pleasure. Just as Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, a young girl and boy take pleasure in each other's association. But they take pleasure in each other's association based on the topics of Krishna. That's the intimacy. Now, when one is speaking about somebody else in a favorable and conducive and ecstatic way, and when that someone else comes in the association of those persons who are speaking, what happens to those persons who are speaking? They stop speaking. Then the person will say, "You were speaking about me, right?" Say, "Yes, no, yeah, we were speaking. It's true, we were speaking about you." So similarly, when Krishna comes in the association of those who are conversing about him, they stop conversing about Krishna. See? And then when Krishna leaves, then again they converse about Krishna. Like that. So that is called a vipralamba bhav. And that's our line. See? That's our line. See? What's the last verse of Shishastakam? Astasya va padaratam pinastumam adashana mama atam karotuva yata tatava vidato lampato mat prananatastusa eva napara. See? So here, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami tells us that this verse is originally spoken by Srimati Radharani, not by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See? And she says, mama atam karotuva. That even if you kill me, atam means to kill. That even if you kill me and it brings pleasure to you, so you kill me again and again and again. So Srimati Radharani says that even if I don't exist and gives you pleasure, that is fine. But still, mat prananatastusa eva napara. Still you are my prananath. Even if I do not exist, but still I will exist because you are my Lord. Right? So therefore, when we say that Krishna depends on Radha's love for him, he cannot experience Radha's love for him. He cannot. Because Radharani is composed of the nature of loving Krishna. And that is called Krishna Prema. Krishna cannot love himself. He cannot love himself. That's what we do in the material world. It's a perversion. That we misidentify the body to love. Everyone should love this misidentification. Like that. So therefore, when Krishna cannot experience Radharani's love for him, what happens to him?
He desires to test it when he can't.
He desires to taste that. Yeah. So therefore, mama hatam karotuva. When he plunders, and when he plunges into the consciousness of Srimati Radhani to feel her love for him, there is no more Krishna. There is no more Krishna. And that is Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Narayana. There is no more Krishna.
But he's always testing.
There's no more Krishna. Who is there?
Lord Chaitanya's meditating
yes.
on Krishna.
Who is there? Lord Chaitanya, right?
He's meditating on Krishna.
Clearly, he's meditating on Krishna. Lord Chaitanya. Let me complete. Lord Chaitanya. And then Srimati Radharani feels, I have no love for Krishna. I have no love for Krishna. And when she feels I have no love for Krishna because somebody has plundered and taken my love for Krishna away, and only one person can do that. Only Shyama Sundar can do that. And then she feels I have no love for Krishna. And that feeling of I have no love for Krishna is the highest feature of love for Krishna. Is the highest feature of love for Krishna. And therefore Srimati Radharani comes as Gadadhar Pandit. So which is higher, Krishna or Krishna Prema? Tell us. Yes, Krishna Prema. Even Krishna himself wants to experience Krishna Prema. So in that sense or in that mood, I made that statement. Is that okay? Yes. And Srila Prabhupada said that is the mood of the Goswami. हे राधे व्रज देविके चललिते हे नंद सुन्न कुटा दे आस्क यू हु आर यू हु आर यू एंड इन दैट सेंस आल्सो श्रील प्रभुपाद कोटेड श्रील भक्तिसिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर ही सेड डू नॉट ट्राई टू सी कृष्ण यू एक्ट इन सच अ वे दैट कृष्ण विल कम टू सी यू. In that. Is that alright? Is the time over or is one more hand up here? Two more hands up. Okay.
So Maharaj?
You do not need to stay if you have some other service. You can leave if you like.
So Maharaj, you mentioned that somehow if the devotee can follow the process of devotional service properly and falls down, it's not his fault or the fault of the Lord. So whose fault?
Last question. He says, I mentioned that the devotee, once is a devotee, is always a devotee. Even if he falls down, he's still a devotee. Why? We can popularly, you know, quote the verse Apichat Sudacharo Bhajatamam Ananyabha. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. Like that. When we see somebody fallen, we are fallen. But when we see somebody who's falling down and we get them up, we are getting up. Krishna is giving us an opportunity to serve. That person who apparently is externally fallen. But Krishna is giving us an internal service to pick them up so that we do not fall. So when one develops a consciousness like that, then one will always feel that I am prone to fall. And when one sees somebody is already falling, that means they are falling because I am prone to fall. So let me pick them up so that I will not be prone to fall. Is that okay? So this is a little bit beyond the verse, Shiprim Bhavati Dharmatma. It's a little bit beyond that. This is the Namo Maha Vadanyaya. We have to be magnanimous to ourselves in order to be magnanimous to others. Help yourself by helping others. That okay, or is it still bewildering? No. It's actually not philosophy in a way. It cannot be philosophy because philosophical concepts makes the heart hard. Hard. Hard has to become soft for instance. Okay. We'll take one question from here and one last one. We'll always end with Gita Nagari Prabhu. Yes, microphone here first. Go ahead. What's your name?
Radhika Priya.
Okay, Radhika Priya, go ahead.
You just mentioned we should be satisfied devotee.
Hmm? Can't hear. Cannot hear.
Devotee should be satisfied. Hare Krishna. You just mentioned devotee should be satisfied.
Devotee should be
satisfied.
Satisfied, okay.
Yeah. And sometimes because of our anatta, we lose chance to serve. Then we feel dissatisfied. So is it healthy or how to feel not good?
Nice question. We should not deal with anathas because anathas always deal with us. How can we deal with something that is actually dealing with us? That's the negative aspect. Krishna consciousness is positive. So what should one do? Say it in the microphone.
Neglect it.
Yes, you neglect the anathas. Because the anathas is not you. See? You must never feed an unwanted guest. See? The anathas are like unwanted guests in the consciousness of the devotee. Don't feed. Don't give any attention. See? But even using the word neglect is negative. Now get positive. You are intelligent, get positive.
I'm so, I do my devotional service. I just to please Krishna.
Yes. In other words, she gave the answer, but the detail is no matter what happens, do not give up three activities. Nama Ruchi, Vaishnav Seva, Jivadoya. Don't worry about the anattas. Just do that. Of course, accompanied by a nice sadhana morning program. When I say nice, because sadhana is nice, like that, nice morning program. Okay? Don't worry about the anattas. When you worry too much about the anattas, you're analyzing yourself to actually be better than others. It's very subtle. When you feel that I'm working on this anatta and I'll get rid of it, then you feel, oh, I am pure. That's another anatta, to feel I am pure. See, like that. So you go positive. Positive means chant Hare Krishna, serve the devotees, and be compassionate to those who are not devotees and bringing them to Krishna consciousness. Is that okay?
Thank you.
Yes. Microphone, can we pass it through there? We'll conclude with Gita Nagari, Prabhu's comment.
You were mentioning in the very beginning of the class about Manava and the Manusmita. And it's a very, I've never read the Manusmita. It's a very kind of, I don't even know where you would go get a copy of it. But it's mentioned so much. And I was wondering why we don't have a copy of it. And how can you read it and what does it say? Because Prabhupada mentions it quite a bit. And then my second part of my question is,
get the first one going.
Okay.
This question was asked to Srila Prabhupada about Manusmita. I also did some research about it. Srila Prabhupada mentions it, but he doesn't emphasize that we should get into it. Like that. It's not that it's wrong not to read it. That's also there. We can still read a proper translation of it, that's fine. So then one disciple, he asked Srila Prabhupada, why? You mentioned so many times, Law Book for Mankind, Manusmita, why? Srila Prabhupada, I have given you the Manusmita. Disciple said, what do you mean? He said, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling and no illicit activity. There you have it, Manusmita.
All right, well, that answers my second half of my question. So my second half of my question is, if you are following all those four rules and regulations, then you're following the Manusmita.
True.
Okay, that's all I want.
Yes. It's simple. In that sense.
Yeah, because one of the reasons I asked this question that I heard one time, someone said to me that there's all kinds of rules and regulations, for example, in the Manusmita, how a man has stool. You know, I don't know if that's true or not, because I've never read the Manusmita, but somebody told me that. You know. So I was wondering, do these things become necessary as long as you're following those four rules and regulations and these other things are superfluous?
The situation is that we have to follow Guru, like that. So there's no general answer, because if you have faith and relationship in one's spiritual mentor, Diksha or Shiksha Guru, like that. So based on the mutual faith and relationship. It's not that one has to have faith only in the spiritual master. The spiritual master also has to have faith in the follower, in the disciple. Otherwise there's no meaning to relationship. It's not a one-way thing. So based on the faith and relationships mutually, you know, between a well-wisher, that means a spiritual guide, spiritual master, guru, shiksha, diksha, based on that mutually, they will guide the person under their care, responsibly, individually, like that. So they would give different instructions and different, you know, knowledge in terms of the consciousness of the person to follow at that particular time, relevant to them to make advancement, but not prematurely in that sense. So we cannot give a general answer that is good for everyone. It is very deeply individual, because faith and relationship is deeply individual also, in that sense. Of course, we may take precautions for being auspicious and inauspicious situations based on rules and regulations. That's fine. It is not an offense. But at the same time, you know, if there's an emergency, you know, you will not care which direction you're facing. It's an emergency. Isn't it? Like that. So emergency doesn't require rules and regulations. Emergency requires that it's urgent. Like that. And therefore Srila Prabhupada said that Krishna consciousness is so urgent that it cannot wait for rules and regulations of the Vedas. And Srila Prabhupada himself gave his own experience with his spiritual master. When he asked Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, you know, I'm paraphrasing, and what about making India independent from foreign rule? You know this famously? Like that. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati replied to the effect that no. The real emergency and urgency is that people are lacking Krishna consciousness. That is the real urgency. Like that. And therefore he gave that instruction, you are educated young men, you please preach this message of Mahaprabhu in the English speaking language in the Western countries. So therefore, Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Prachayane Nidvisheshu Sunyavad Pashtachate Satarine. That's the real emergency, not the rules and regulations to follow. Is that okay? Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jāy, Ananta Kuri Vaishnava Vrinda ki jāy, Natāi Gaura Prema Nandeya.